Over the years, I've struggled to manage my time effectively. Is time management something that you've struggled with too? If so, then you're in the right place, as that's exactly what we'll be exploring in this episode of Architecture Business Club, a weekly podcast for solo and small firm architecture practice owners just like you who want to build a profitable, future-proof architecture business that fits around their life. I'm the host, John Clayton, and if you want a business in architecture that gives you more freedom, flexibility and fulfillment, then go to architecturebusinessclub.com/blueprint and download the Architecture Business Blueprint. It's the step-by-step formula to freedom for architects, architectural technologists and architectural designers, and it's absolutely free as a gift from me. Now, let's discuss time management. Hey everyone, thanks for joining me today. Today I wanted to talk about time management. And this is something that I personally have struggled with quite a bit over the years, as I'm sure many of you have struggled with too. So why do so many of us, particularly sole practitioners, struggle with time management? Well, we tend to base our assumptions and estimations about what we can get done in a day and how long things are going to take on our past experiences. So if you've previously been an employee, perhaps, at another architecture practice, that may have set your expectations of what you'll get done in a day in your own business if you're now running your own architecture practice or working as a sole practitioner in architecture. As small business owners, we're usually trying to do far too much. Wearing too many different hats, there's a number of different roles and responsibilities that we have as small practice owners. And often we can hang on to too much of those responsibilities for too long, struggling to delegate or to hire somebody to expand your team. We tend to overestimate what we can do in a day. I think this actually was a Bill Gates quote, I believe, that we tend to overestimate what we can do in a day and underestimate what we can do in a year. And I believe that's very true. So what did my work week look like when I started out as a full-time sole practitioner in architecture? To be honest, my weekly schedule was roughly the same as my previous employer. So that was generally sort of core working hours of around 9 a.m. till 5:30 p.m. Pretty standard office hours. And that's not to say that that was the optimum working hours for me, but because it's what I'd always done, that was, to begin with, my default schedule for my work week. But my work week has changed over time, and particularly in the last few years since becoming a home-based worker, my working hours now do tend to be a bit more flexible to fit around family life. There is one thing in particular that used to eat up a chunk of my time every day when I previously worked in other practices, and that was my daily commute. And this was something at the time that I didn't really enjoy. I used to get quite frustrated with the fact that during my work week, there was this chunk of time every day that I just used to look at it as a waste of time, sat in the car or in a traffic jam, whatever. And I used to get quite frustrated. And typically the commute was anything from 45 minutes to an hour each way. So it was about an hour and a half to 2 hours a day. Something that I've since reflected upon was that there were a number of hidden benefits to that commute. And actually what that commute did was it gave me a transition between work and home life. And it was kind of like this buffer time where I was switching between those different roles within my life, going from like being at the office in work mode. And that 45 minutes or so sat in the car, that gave me time to process everything that I'd been working on, everything I'd been thinking about, so that when I got home, I was ready to come home and be the family man that I needed to be and not have all of those thoughts still swimming around in my head. And I think that's something that when we are looking at our time, trying to plan our work week, that's something that often doesn't get planned in to actually have these transitions in our day at the beginning of our workday and at the end of our workday to make that transition from work mode to home mode. And I didn't realize that that was something I had as part of my week already by default when I worked for another practice. And that was just, again, something interesting that's, for me, a change in the way that my work week has been structured from when I was working in other practices to then being a business owner and how my work week has changed moving forward. Have I nailed time management? No, absolutely not. I am constantly iterating my schedule and looking at my schedule and looking at ways to improve it. So what are some of the things that we can do, some of the tactics to help us with time management? So I'm not going to go into a huge amount of detail about these. I will put a few links in the show notes to some resources that you might find useful. So one of the things is having a default week or default diary. So essentially what you would do here is you take a snapshot of your weekly calendar and you calendar out your week with set time blocks. So you look at all of the things that occur on a regular basis that you have to do either on a weekly or daily basis, and you block out chunks of time and essentially kind of block out the whole week so that you have this default version of your week that you try and stick to as best as you can each week. Inevitably, it's not always going to work. There's going to be days when it just doesn't work and you deviate from that default. And what you probably need to do each week with that technique is to adjust it each week, that you've got this default layout, but then there might be certain appointment times that have come up, things that you have to do that have maybe been outside of your control that maybe doesn't fit that perfect pattern. So it does need some adaption, but that is one thing that you can try and do. So rather than just kind of like starting your week with kind of no direction, you can try and map out that week in advance and use that as your default week. Another thing that you can do at a daily level is theming your work days. So rather than having each day as a mixture of a variety of all the different tasks and responsibilities that you have within your business, it could be that, for example, you have two or three days of the week that's dedicated to your clients. Maybe you have project work days where you focus on that. You might have an admin day where you focus on other tasks that you need to do to run your business. You might have a business development day. So you basically, what you do in that instance is you look at what are the important things that need to get done in your work and in your personal life, and you can theme your days throughout the week to suit, whether that's Monday to Friday for your work days, or whether you also take it a step further and also theme your weekend days as well, theme 7 days of the week. It's another technique that you can try. I guess it's something else to just touch upon. I just want to go back to this idea of time blocking. I mentioned that when we talked about the default week or default diary. Time blocking is this strategy where you schedule out every part of your day in these little blocks of time, usually for specific tasks. So it might be that you've got a time during the day, there's a block for checking email, or maybe there is a point during the day when you plan your next day. Maybe you have a time block allocated for social media, replying to comments, posting on social media, that sort of thing. If you're going to use time blocking, don't forget to allow time blocks for rest breaks and a lunch break, that sort of thing. If you block out your whole day without making allowance for those, then you're really going to struggle to stick to your plan. Another tactic that you can use is based on the Maker's Manager's Schedule, which is an essay by Paul Graham. And it's this idea that there's different types of working schedules that work depending on your role within your business. That there's this manager's schedule, which is more for bosses, where it's this traditional schedule where your day is perhaps normally cut into like hour-long blocks. And it works really well for meetings or checking your inbox or short tasks, but it's a bit of a nightmare if you're trying to do any kind of creative work or deep work. which is where we have the maker schedule. So this works really well if you're doing any creative tasks. So if you're doing design work on one of your architecture projects, or you're trying to do some writing for your website, this works far better than the manager schedule, because it's working with units of time that are typically at least half a day or more for creative tasks and projects. And you can split your day on that basis, so that you could perhaps have the maker schedule in the morning, where you have half a day to work on creative tasks and deep work. Then you have a transition period in the middle of the day, where you have a nice lunch break, or you go and get some exercise. And then you maybe look at running the manager's schedule in the afternoon. So that could be where you schedule your meetings, you check your inbox, you deal with admin tasks and any shorter bits and pieces that don't fit with the maker's schedule in the earlier part of the day. Remember, don't forget to download the Architecture Business Blueprint, the step-by-step formula to freedom for architects, architectural technologists and architectural designers. You can grab the blueprint without any charge at architecturebusinessclub.com/blueprint. And if you're enjoying this episode, then please leave a 5-star review or rating wherever you listen to podcasts. Now back to the show. Another concept that's worth mentioning when you're thinking about time management is Parkinson's law. You may have heard of this. It's this idea that work will expand to fill the time that's allocated for its completion. So you might have noticed this if you've been working on a project that's got a fixed deadline, that as that deadline looms and approaches, that you tend to kind of speed up, your productivity goes up a bit where there's this hard deadline, and you can get more work done in a shorter period of time. For instance, if you're using time blocking, if you allowed, 2 hours to do your daily admin, if you experiment with reducing that amount of time, compress it so that, you know, take that down to 90 minutes, take it down to an hour, take it down to half an hour even, that you may still be able to get done. You get done a lot more stuff in a shorter period of time by having this kind of tight time box to fit those tasks in. While we're talking about having short periods of time for working, another technique that's worth mentioning is the Pomodoro technique. This is another method for staying focused and mentally fresh. And the idea is that you work in focused time intervals, usually 25 minutes, and then you take a break, usually 5 minutes, and then you repeat. So the idea is that you're working in these like short little sprints, and you don't get to the point where your productivity starts to wane because you're building in these little micro breaks. And the idea is that you do 4 of these Pomodoro cycles and then take a longer break of sort of 15 to 30 minutes. And again, it's another technique or tactic that you can try. So will all of these tactics work for you? No, absolutely not. It's highly unlikely that all of these things are going to work, because ultimately we're all different. I've tried a number of these tactics and techniques and found that a lot of them just didn't work for me. I really struggled with it. I remember going to a training session. It was all about time blocking and creating your default week. And, you know, I spent some time afterwards mapping out my calendar and plotting out my perfect week with all these neat little time blocks. And it just didn't work for me at all. I don't know if it's the way that my brain is wired, that I found it really, really difficult to complete those tasks that I'd set out in those blocks of time that I'd laid out on my calendar. Also, I think if you have unrealistic expectations of yourself, I mean, essentially, if you've got too big a task list, it doesn't matter what time management tactics that you try and use, you're just never going to fit everything into your day. So what's working for me right now? Well, I'm forcing myself to be more realistic about what I can really get done in a day, which means a shorter daily task list. And I need to prioritize tasks better so that the important work gets done. I'm currently experimenting with themed days again. This is something that I did try previously. I didn't gel with it the first time round, but I am giving it another shot with themed work days and seeing if it works better for me this time. The other thing that I'm looking at doing is categorizing tasks based on the energy that's required from me. You know, is this a task that feels hard, or is it one of those easy to do any time of day tasks? For example, like for me, a high energy task might be a creative piece of writing. It might be recording a podcast or doing a live stream. It could be some creative work. If you're an architect or an architectural designer, that could be that the design work that you're doing, you know, that could be the thing where you need to be at your best during the day to do that work. It requires much of you versus those kind of easy any time of day tasks, like the low energy tasks, like checking your email, you know, doing the admin, that sort of thing. Filling in your timesheet at the end of the day, if that's what you do. And that idea of categorizing things based on energy is just one of the ideas from Time Crafting by Mike Vardy. So he's a productivity specialist, and he gives you a number of tactics and techniques for managing your time better and crafting your time. And there's some great concepts in there. It's well worth checking it out. In fact, if I can get Mike on the podcast, it would be absolute gold, I'm sure. So that's somebody I'm going to reach out to in the not too distant future. So what would be my top three recommendations to help you with your time management? I think number one would be to set some realistic expectations in the first place of what you can get done in any given day or week. You are not a machine. Your productivity will not be at 100% for 8 hours plus a day. 50 to 60% of your time on fee earning, project work is far more realistic for a sole practitioner, and perhaps even less if you're managing a team of staff. And you must remember that your creativity is finite. There's only so much of that deep creative work that any of us can do in a given day. Most of us may only be able to manage up to around 3 hours or so of deep creative work in any given day before we're feeling spent. I think two would be to plan your day the day before. So set what tasks that you are going to work on. And I would actually recommend planning a maximum of 3 tasks for the following day on the basis that, just going back to that idea that we're often overestimating what we get done in a day. If you only preset 3 tasks for the following day and you get them done, you're going to have that feeling of accomplishment by clearing that to-do list. You're purposefully making the to-do list shorter so that you can have a sense of accomplishment by getting through your list rather than having a really long to-do list that you never get through. Then any other tasks that you get done that day are a bonus, and it also leaves you some wiggle room for the unexpected stuff that can crop up in the average day. The third thing would be to listen to your body. Like, I'm not a morning person. Like, you might not be either. Like, you don't need to join the 5 a.m. club and get up at the crack of dawn and get your work done before 8 a.m. Like, if that's not going to work for everybody. It certainly doesn't work for me. I have tried to get up early, and unfortunately, it just doesn't work. So follow your own circadian rhythm, allow for breaks, and plan the high energy tasks for when you are feeling most energized. That might be at 6 a.m., you know, if you're a morning person, but it might not. It might be that you need to plan those tasks for later in the day, for in the afternoons, or possibly even in the evenings or late at night, depending on how you're wired. Now, I know I haven't provided you with a magic bullet to fix all of your time management woes, but I hope that this has been useful in some way and perhaps give you some reassurance that you're not alone in struggling with time management, that this is something that many of us find challenging. And as I say, like I'm still here trying to improve my own use of time with the hours that I have. You know, we all have the same number of hours each week to work with. It's just a case of trying to figure out the best way to use your time most effectively based on how your brain works and how you're wired. Next time, I'll be chatting with architectural designer Ian Knowles about starting your own architecture practice. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Architecture Business Club. If you liked this episode, think other people might enjoy it, or just want to show your support for the show, then please leave a glowing 5-star review or rating wherever you listen to podcasts. It would mean so much to me and makes it easier for new listeners to discover the show. And if you haven't already done so, don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss another episode. If you want to connect with me, you can do that on most social media platforms. Just search for @MrJohnClayton. The best place to connect with me online, though, is on LinkedIn. You can find a link to my profile in the show notes. Remember, running your architecture business doesn't have to be hard, and you don't need to do it alone. This is Architecture Business Club.